I've asked Bob to come up here for a second. I have two things here. This one is a granola bar, trail mix, dark chocolate and nut. It's good for you. It's healthy. It's the kind of thing you want to eat. Well, lose weight on that one. That's good. It's good stuff. This one is a Milky Way bar. Chocolate. Sweet. It tastes good. It tastes good. It tastes real good. In fact, any of these that are left over, I get. And if you're going to sin, sin boldly. Okay? So what I want to do is I want to offer you a choice. You can have either one of these. And as far as I can tell, I may be wrong, but as far as I can tell, there's three choices here. You can choose the granola bar, healthy, good for you. You can choose the candy bar, not so good, but tastes good. Or you could choose nothing at all. Your choice. Take your pick. Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. Hey, I've done the same thing. I call on heaven and earth to stand against you this day, to witness against you this day that I have offered you life and death, blessing and curse. So choose. Choose. That's all we have to do, right? Just choose. Sounds simple enough. All we have to do is choose. But I haven't got time to choose. There's too many things in my life to choose. And besides, what happens if I choose wrong? What happens if I don't choose the right thing? So better yet, don't choose. But on the other hand, not to choose is to choose, right? Great. So all I have to do is choose life. But I know about that. I know what's going on here. I remember stories from Grandma. Grandma told me all about how they came to this spot a long time ago, and the people of Israel sent some spies into the land, and those spies came back and said that there were giants in the land, 8 feet high, 500 pounds, and they had a sword that was 6 foot long. Live? Yeah, we're going to live. Long enough to get to the other side and be cut in half. We're going to live all right. Choices? Do I have to make choices? Always making choices? I'm tired of making choices. I got home the other day from watching over the flock. I mean, it was a tough day. The wolves were all over the place. I had to drive them out of there. I got home. I threw myself down on my mat. I got out the morning scroll. And I had to piece it all back together again because the kids had taken the funnies out and Iris had taken the coupons out. And I had to sort of get it all back together again so I could read my paper right. And I no sooner got settled in a little bit than Iris comes in. Do I want goat or lamb for dinner? Do I want it broiled or boiled or fried or dried? Do I want it spicy or do I want it plain? Do I want it at 6 or do I want it at 7? And then when she got finished with all of that stuff, she started in on the vegetables. Choices, 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 all kinds of choices. And now Moses is saying choose. Now I know what he's about. I know what he's trying to do to us. I remember there are stories about how the people of Israel came to the foot of Mount Sinai. They gathered with Moses and God came down to them and spoke to them from the fire and the smoke on the top of the mountain. And he said, here's the deal. I'll be your God if you'll be my people. I'll take care of you. I'll watch over you. I'll make sure you've got everything you need if you'll worship only me. And you know what? The people of Israel said, yes, that was a pretty good deal. They worship God. God takes care of them. Everybody's happy. Everybody's got what they want. But that was then. This is now. That was that generation. This is this generation. We're the ones who are going to have to go into the promised land and fight for it. He's made that real clear. We're going to have to be the ones who are going to fight for it. And it's going to take a lot to be able to do it. Our faith is going to be tested. Our courage is going to be challenged. It's going to take a lot of faith and a lot of courage just to get up in the morning. To go out there and face all those little gods. And you can't do that kind of thing on somebody else's faith. Wouldn't it be great if we could just choose? If we could choose one time and be done with it. If we could say, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And say, yes. If we could just say, I give you my life, my fortune, my sacred honor. If I lay it all on the line, put it right there before you. There it is, done. I can write a check. I'll write a check. My life, signed Mark Whitaker. Turn it in. He can cash it whenever he wants to. Wouldn't it be wonderful? But instead of making a choice to commit ourselves to follow Jesus Christ, we have to make choices. And the world keeps coming at us, demanding that we make another choice and another choice. Instead of making choices, we have each day, each hour of the day, we have to make more choices. And the world pulls at us. It demands that we do this or go there or do that or listen to this problem, this need, this pain and this suffering. We begin to realize that check isn't just a check, it's a blizzard of checks. Am I going to get up this morning and go to church, or am I going to stay at home? Do I hang on to my revenge, or do I give them forgiveness and grace? What part of my salary, my raise, goes to God? And if I have to love my neighbor, does it include him? Or can I exclude him and love all my other neighbors? You want to know. And it's not easy to choose, is it? It's not easy to choose. It's not easy to choose the nursing home you're going to send your spouse or your parents to. It's not easy to choose to shut the door in the face of your teenager, who you know is there because he's high on drugs and his only purpose this evening is to make you feel sorry so you give him some more money. He's there to con you again. And you got to decide what you're going to do. And then there's some things you can't choose. You can't choose to take back a word, harsh word, spoken in anger. You cannot choose to switch places with somebody you love who just died. But God says, choose life or death, blessing or curse. Now, it seems kind of strange when you think about it. Life or death? Who's going to choose death? Anybody going to choose death? Who would want to choose death? And yet, don't we choose death every time we seek revenge? Every time we allow our life to be consumed by the need for punishment to get them for what they have done to us? Don't we choose death every time we turn away from God's power in this world? Every time he shows us the world and all its beauty and wonder and power, and instead of seeing that power and seeing that beauty, we see happenstance and accidents and coincidences, that the world is just the way it is because it just sort of fell into place. Aren't we choosing death? Don't we choose death every time we try to secure the blessings for ourselves, that we go to the world and we demand that they give to us what we want, and we're not willing to settle for what God wants? Aren't we choosing death? And if we choose life, it's not a whole lot easier. If we choose life, we have to obey God's commandments. We have to obey his rules and his order in our life. We have to acknowledge that he is God and we are his people. We have to allow him to be in command of our life. And that's not easy. If we're going to choose life, we're going to have to follow in his way. And that's frightening. It's frightening because we don't know where that way is going to go. It could go into the valley of the shadow of death. It could go to our neighbor's front door. We don't know where God wants us to go, and it's frightening. It's frightening because what God wants and what the world wants are two different things, and they don't match up. And when we go against the world, it kind of puts us out there all by ourselves. We don't have any support. And all we have is knowing that we don't know. We only believe. Fortunately, choosing life does mean that it gives us a sense of goal, a purpose, a direction in our lives. We know what's going to happen. We know where we're going. Life is not just existence today. And our purpose is more than just consumption as we move from birth to death. Choosing life also means that we have to love the Lord our God. To love Him like Abraham did, or David, or Moses, or Andrew and James and John and Peter and Paul and the Marys. To love as they did, love with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. It means that we've got to put God not only first, we have to put Him only. There is no other beside me. Choices. Life or death, blessing or curse. Choices, choices. We've got to make a choice. You've got to make a choice. Or do you? Do we have to make a choice? My reading of the Bible says we don't have to make a choice. My reading of the Bible says that we have the freedom to make a choice. If we do nothing, the choice is not taken away. If Bob had chosen not to take either one, they're still here waiting for him to choose. The opportunity is there. We have been given the opportunity to choose. God's love and His presence is there among us. God loves us enough to allow us to be free enough to give us the option to do what we want. We don't have to choose. We get to choose. God's grace is strong enough to allow us to do our will in the face of God's will. And if we are dumb enough, self-centered enough, egotistical enough to choose wrong, it doesn't mean that God turns His back on us. In fact, He's like a father whose son went away to the far country. And when he became aware of what he had done wrong, he came back to his father. And the father saw him while he was yet afar off. Father was looking for him. Father was waiting for him. Father was expecting him. And while he was yet afar off, he ran to him and he kissed him and he put a ring on his finger and a coat on his back and shoes on his feet and killed the fatted calf and had a party. For the one who was dead is alive. The one who is lost has been found. We have the freedom to choose. We have the opportunity to choose. We get to choose whether or not it's life or death, blessing or curse. Whether we're going to assume life in all of its wonder and glory, all of the fullness of life that God wants to give us, or existence here for a while and then nothing. It's our choice. And I think that's what Moses was trying to get across. We get to choose. But now is the time. So what do you choose? Life or death? Blessing or curse? What's on the check? Amen.